We don't have to sing.
Let's not.
Oh, hello, gentle listener.
Welcome to Hot Drinks before...
I'm fucking drunk.
God damn it.
Hot drinks. So I'm already drunk.
Like and subscribe.
Well, hello.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm really nice, actually.
What loud activities do you have planned for tonight's recording?
Oh, no loud activities for me. I'm just
okay, good.
Sitting in front of my laptop with a 10-hour video of a crackling fireplace going.
Oh my God, I want a fireplace video.
It's really easy to do.
I'm going to put one on my TV really quick. While we're...
Okay. Can you hear
Technology's amazing. A little bit.
I'll turn it up.
But it kind of just sounds like you're chewing gum or something.
Oh, don't turn it up.
We don't need additional sounds in the background. So you don't need to turn it up. Welcome everyone.
Welcome.
This is a show about
this
drinks.
This is a show about spiritual practices that involve drinks.
Yes.
And drinks.
It's really about coming unto Jesus is what I think the show is. Just kidding. It's about coming on Jesus.
Or him coming
just
on
kidding.
You.
Anyway.
Do you think that if he came on...
I wish.
If you think he came on my tits, that he would make like... a certain kind of symbol. Like, what's a Christian symbol? Like the cross, I guess, huh?
A cross?
Yeah. What's a Christian symbol?
That would
symbol?
Be creepy because... But that would be creepy because that's how he died. Was on the cross.
Creepy just is hot. Creepy equals hot when you're talking
that's
to twink.
True. That's kind of your thing.
Yeah.
I think if he came on your tits, it would turn into wine.
That's fantastic.
But like a white... I don't know. I've turned on my fireplace. It's the Birchwood edition.
Oh, okay. Well, mine is called Burning Fireplace with Crackling Fire Sounds.
I love it. This is Hot Drinks. It's a podcast. It's about us and whatever the hell we want to talk about.
You may notice that it being a podcast.
And my name is Jack Coffee. I am named after coffee, which is a hot drink. But I'm also named after jacking off, which I like to do.
Jack offy. I am Latter-day Twaint. Twaint comes from a multitudinal place, a place of saint, ain't, taint.
Did you say saint?
Yeah, because Latter-day Saint, Latter-day Twaint. Get it? Are you just now getting that?
Oh, I get it.
By this point, we've been doing the podcast now for 2.5 years. What? We have.
What?
It's true. We've been doing the podcast for 2.5 years.
We haven't been arrested yet.
Everyone knows that I'm Ashley, and everyone knows that you're Chad, so.
Yes. can I tell a quick story that's somewhat related to jacking off and also related to this podcast?
Yeah.
So tonight I'm drinking a Dark and Stormy, and I was messaging, this one is a spiced cinnamon syrup, ginger beer, and a dark spice rum. And it was, my sister was the one that found this particular recipe. So she and I were messaging about it. And I said, so we were like sending pictures. Oh, here's my Dark and Stormy. Here's yours. And I said, what kind of rum did you get? And she said, oh, I got Sailor Jerry's. And she said, every time I buy that, I think of the lube. And I said, Sailor Jerry's makes a lube? And she was like, seriously, you should listen to your podcast sometime. Because apparently, one time on the podcast, I said I had a lube called Sailor Jerry's. And you were like, the rum? And I said, no, it's a lube.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's actually called Hello Sailor is the name of that lube. Mm. But anyway, I did not remember that.
You
at
sounded
all.
A little robotic. Say the name of the lube again.
Hello Sailor.
Hello, Sailor.
Just hello, Sailor. Right. Yeah. But I actually don't use that lube anymore. I use a lube called Cake. Hello, Cake. I don't know why all the lubes have to say
hello.
Are
you serious? They all say hello.
Well, I don't know, but the two lube brands I've most recently used are Hello Sailor and Hello Cake. So they both say
Does
hello.
Does it smell like cake?
No. So I'm going to just do a quick commercial for Hello Cake, even though they're not a sponsor. So Hello Cake, I found them on Instagram. It's a company that was started by a gay guy and a straight guy. And they started like a lube company. And all of their lube, they sell like specific lubes for specific activities. So the one I have is called the Solo Lotion, which is for masturbating. And then they sell like one called like Backside Slide that's for like doing it in the bum. And then they sell, I don't know, they just sell a whole bunch of different lubes and like products, and they're all like natural and they're coconut oil based. And anyway, I really enjoy it.
Can girls use them?
Oh yeah, because they make lubes for all body types. Like, not, I don't mean body types, I mean all
gender identities,
and for all, yeah, and all configurations of men with men, women with women, men and women together,
right?
People with, yeah, people with those bits and people with these jots and tittles and all the stuff. So anyway,
yes,
I'll send you a link. But their Instagram is Hello Cake. The gay guy is cute, and I like talking, watching him talk about lube on their Instagram stories. I love him. And I really like their lube.
If I may, I
you may
sure. I'm sure you and a lot of other people that listen already know who this person is. But I just started following Jordan Alvarez on Instagram.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he,
you sent me several videos.
I did. He does these Southern women. He's from the South, and he does these Southern women that are spot on to a scary degree. There is one where he's talking to some girl he worked with at a restaurant. And she's talking. She's talking about something.
Watch that
something
one.
That went on, and I called the county police, but we knew they weren't going to do anything. And then this happened, that happened, and then.
No, the county police were going to help you. You know, the city police won't help you at all.
Something like that.
But you know, the county police will show up.
And then he does this like recurring character in many videos of this spiritual guide healer person named Marnie T. And I am so obsessed with it. I have been watching them repeatedly over and over and over and crying with laughter. Just it like to the point where laughing hurts. Like it feels like I'm in a plane going down, going really fast.
Wait,
it's crashing.
I totally could not hear you at all.
Oh, about what? When? Since when?
You were talking about Marnie T and how you watched them all and then that, and then they kind of lost you. Yeah.
And I cry, laugh so hard that it feels, it's like that feeling when you're laughing really, when I'm laughing really hard. It's like that feeling when I'm like on a roller coaster and I go down this, the really big drop.
Yes.
It's kind of like that. the Marnie T character. There's this one called Christmas Eve on Jupiter. And she's all, it is Christmas Eve on Jupiter. But the storms there won't be giving us a white Christmas. They are storms of color that light up your life.
I love it.
I love it. Anyway, Jordan Alvarez.
Can I give you some Brian? Can I give you some Brian Jordan Alvarez homework?
Yeah, I've been aware of him for a few years. What are you going to tell me about?
Okay. Have you seen him in Special?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Special is a show that was on, came out on Netflix in 2019, and it is a comedian named Ryan something who has cerebral palsy and who is gay. And he kind of made this like little kind of mini sitcom about like being gay and having cerebral palsy. Anyway, Brian Jordan Alvarez plays a male prostitute that he hires
hot
because he really wants to have sex, but like no one in the gay community will have sex with him because he has cerebral palsy. And so he's like, well, I'm just going to hire a prostitute then.
Oh my God.
So anyway, I highly recommend it. Do you remember for a while Netflix was doing this thing where they were making shows that had 15-minute episodes? Do you remember this? Anyway, so Special, the whole season, it's 8 episodes, but each one is like 15 to 20 minutes long. So you can watch it in like 2 hours. And then, do you know about The Gay and Wondrous Life of Caleb Gallo?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, that is where I found Brian Jordan Alvarez.
Yes.
And if you have not watched that, it's on YouTube. And I think he wrote it and produced it and whatever. Anyway, there is a... it's just the story of a guy who lives in LA named Caleb Gallo and his friends and whatever. But it's hilarious. And there is a character on that show named Pepper. Do you remember Pepper? Have you seen it? Have you watched it?
I've watched it like 2 years ago.
Okay. There's a character. Do you remember Pepper? The character that's like, I don't know if she's transgender or if she's just kind of genderqueer.
Anyway. I don't remember Pepper.
Okay. Anyway, Pepper has a moment. Anyway, it's amazing. So go watch The Brief and Wondrous Life, The Gay and Wondrous Life of Caleb Gallo. So that's what the podcast is about. This is a podcast about Brian Jordan Alvarez. So I guess we're done. I guess we're kind of wrapping it up.
We've covered all of
the Brian Jordan Alvarez news.
I was just going to say, this was a good time to wrap it up. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
so anyway, join us next week for season 6. Just kidding,
no thanks,
you guys.
To Hello Cake for not...
yeah, for not sponsoring us. Remember when we used to have sponsors, you guys? And it was Anchor?
What the fuck happened? Nice. This was pre-COVID.
You know what happened? It's that Spotify bought Anchor. And so they don't
care. Really?
Yeah. Spotify, Anchor's part of Spotify now.
Oh, fuck that shit so hard.
Yeah, so when Anchor was like a little, I mean, not a little, but you know, when Anchor was like a startup and they were trying to get people to subscribe, they would have us, specifically us, do ads for Anchor, F as in Frank, M as in mouth, but then but now Spotify owns them, so Spotify's like, fuck that, we're not gonna play that. So that's what happened. Anyway, it's kind of
duper duper.
So anyway, do you have any women's work? Women's work is our kind of housekeeping, because that's what women do.
Yeah.
But kind of just our just kind of housekeeping business. Do you have anything you want to cover?
I sure do. So
okay, great.
There was a coup at the capital of our country, of our nation.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if anyone knows that, but I thought I'd let everyone know.
No. Yeah.
It was super duper easy.
If you didn't know, just Google it and you can find some information online about it. If you haven't heard of this.
Probably the third or fourth link down. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to scroll through some other things about like coup d'etat and like coup de grace and like stuff. And then you'll get to the coup of the United States Capitol. Yeah.
Right. Biden's going to be president in 6 days.
Allegedly. I mean, yes, he will be.
Yes. Okay, I got those two out of the way. The other one I was going to say
can I say two quick things about the coup?
Oh, of course.
So, cuckoo, ka-choo. Did you ever watch Handmaid's Tale?
Yes.
Did of you? Course I did. Okay, so someone posted this on Twitter the other day, and it was horrifying. But there was a scene in, you know, season 1 of Handmaid's Tale did a lot of flashbacks to like how we kind of got here to like before Gilead had taken over and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so someone was showing a clip, a flashback, and it was of, you know, whatever the main of Judith, what's her name? Anyway, that actress.
Yeah.
And the guy that plays her husband before the takeover. And they were like watching TV and she was like, what's going on?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, it's the Capitol. He goes, a bunch of people entered on the second landing and just opened fire and just started shooting people. And it was like really terrifying to see in a fictional TV show from a couple years ago, because it was like, oh, that like literally almost happened. Like that crazy fictional thing that when we watched, we were like, oh, this is insane.
Right.
Like literally almost happened like last week.
Yeah. Facilitated by the president and people in high enough positions that they could make the Capitol completely penetrable.
Yeah, exactly. And then the only other thing I want to say about that is, like, I'm having a really hard time lately just trying to, like, pretend that we're just living our normal lives, you know? Like, we're up in the morning and, like, sending our kids to school and working and going to a doctor's appointment. And, like, literally, a civil war may break out in our country.
Right.
There's also a pandemic running rampant. Utah currently has a 97% capacity in the ICUs. Like, the ICUs are at 97% capacity.
Right.
And
right.
There's, like, 5,000 new cases a day. We will, before the inauguration, we will cross the point where more people have died of COVID than died in World War II. So, like,
yeah.
We're in, like, insane, unprecedented times, and like, I'm just still supposed to go to Winco and, like, pick up the groceries,
yeah,
and then stop and get the medication and then drop my daughter off at gymnastics. Like, it just feels really weird.
And it gets really weird when you're doing those things along the way and the person ringing up your groceries says, okay, have a good day, and you go, you too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you go, what the fuck?
Good. Have a great day during the pandemic and the coup. And
the coup.
Anyway.
The cuckoo could chew.
Good luck with the coup.
My God.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. What's your other women's work?
I am reading a book series.
I feel like we need to do... This is what I want to say, and then you can do whatever you want. Do a very brief description, because I feel like this needs to be a demitasse. We need to get into the meat and potatoes as a demitasse. So this is like the teaser, and if you want to hear the demitasse, you have to join our Patreon. Yeah. And it only costs, I think, to get the demitasse, you only have to pay $3. Or you can buy a whole year up front, which would cost you like $30.
Is that
so, and you'll get because if it's $3 a month, that would be 36, and I think you get like 15% off. Yeah, if you just want the demitasse. So anyway, it's very affordable. So go sign up for the Patreon and you can hear this whole story. But here's the teaser. Go.
So I have a friend who reads voraciously. And I said, I need you to make me a recommendation of a book that's got some fantastical elements. Okay. Some fantasy, like, I don't know, wizards, vampires, whatever. And there's some good sex. And she consulted her oracle and she came back and said the From Blood and Ash series, which just came out last year. There's three books in the series. Two came out last year. The third is coming out this year.
Wow.
I know, it's fresh.
Wow.
New. And
right.
It is about, again, this is just a teaser. It's about this 18-year-old girl who was basically held captive all her life, but under the guise of that she's being protected because she's the chosen one, when really they were just
keeping
her captive. And she meets this guy.
Her name's Poppy.
How'd you know?
Because I just looked it up online.
Her name's Poppy. And she meets this guy. We think.
And tell us his name, because you told me his name and I died.
She meets this guy. We think they meet haphazardly. We find out later that it was very much orchestrated. But his name is Hawk Flynn, because...
Hawk Flynn.
Because of course.
Oh, wow. It's so good. It's so good.
He looks like he's 18, but he's really like 200 years old.
Right.
And I'm just going to tell you that, yes, it delivered on the amazing, amazing sex stuff. The sex content.
There's some clit sucking is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it's described in detail, actually. So anyway. And the redheaded bitch.
So are you still in the first book? Or are you into the second book?
I'm halfway through the second book.
The first book is called From Blood and Ash.
Yeah.
The second book is called Kingdom of Flesh and Fire.
Yes, it is.
And the third book comes out in April and it's called The Crown of Gilded Bones. Yes, they're all $6 on the Apple Bookstore right now. So go buy them on your iPad for $6 each. Anyway. Yeah.
The sex, goddamned delivers, and I listen to it while I'm at work, which is an office job. And I am sitting there with a mask over my face, thank God, because my...
With headphones in.
Yes, because my mouth is agape during these scenes.
Uh-huh.
And I stop working. If I'm like typing on my computer, I just like stop typing and just keep my fingers on the keys, and I just start rubbing the keys slowly and softly. And I
just start flicking and the, I don't even, flicking the C key.
I don't even realize I'm doing it until like later, until like the sex scene that's being described is like winding down. And I'm like, I'm just sitting here with my mouth wide fucking open. And I am like caressing the keys on my keyboard at my work.
And then someone comes in and they're like, why did you take your mask off and start smoking a cigarette? What are you doing?
I will say that Monday through Wednesday this week, I came home for lunch just to masturbate because of that book.
I love that so much. Let me just put in a plug for for masturbation. No, but also for the erotic book, because I grew up Mormon, and so I just thought, and I worked at my very first job was at a library, and I just thought those romance novels were just the trashiest of the trash, you know. Right. Then in college, I was an English major, and so then I kind of looked down upon them as like kind of like not good literature,
right.
But now I fucking love a good trashy novel. I love a trashy gay novel. I read one called Hothead, which was about some firemen that got it on. I read one called The Lion and the Crow, which was about some medieval dudes. Fucking love that one. And most recently, this is my new thing. Recently, I read a graphic novel called Cheater Code, which is about a gay guy who plays video games, and it's a horny graphic novel. And I was like, this is great. I love a little horny graphic novel. So anyway, I'm just saying, everyone should read some slutty novels.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When I tell you that I have felt like I was on fire, I have felt like I was on fire. Sitting at my work. In an office, which is in a house that was built in 1955 in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Right.
Anyway.
Working at your desk, coming in your pants.
And molesting the keys on my computer's keyboard.
Just gently stroking that tittle key. You're just that tittle right at the top. Just circling your middle finger around the tittle key slowly.
God.
Slowly. Yeah, I get it.
Anywho.
Okay, so we should, get on to what this episode's about.
Let's do.
What is this episode about?
Well, interestingly enough, Brother Coffee, I came home from an errand about an hour ago and announced to everyone that I was getting ready to record with you. And Diana, who did not know the topic of the show, said, have fun talking about dicks. And I said, wait, why did you say that? And she said, because it sounds like that's what you guys typically talk about.
She is a prophetess.
An oracle. In these latter days, an oracle rising from the blood and the ash. Okay.
Wow.
Our topic tonight is the top five what?
It's the top five dicks we would not suck.
And there's only five.
But what we're going to do, right? Because all the other 995,990,000, we would suck. But what we're going to do to kind of keep it a little spicy is we each have our own top five list, but we want the other person to respond as well.
Right.
Like, would you suck this dick?
Yeah. And I know you're a dirty, dirty whore. And I know you're going to say yes to all five.
I am. I know. It was really because here's the other thing, and I just want to, I'm going to just say this little preface and then we'll take the break.
Cool.
So we didn't want to choose, we weren't going to choose like Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Like the we didn't want to be like super obvious.
Right.
Yeah. Because of course we wouldn't, you know?
Right.
And then the other, so, and then this is kind of the rule that I set for myself, and you, I don't know if you set these same rules, but whatever. I just said, in this world, in this world where I'm deciding if I'm going to suck this person's dick, what I had to kind of think of is like, maybe I started chatting with them online. I didn't know. And then, and we were getting like flirty and hot and heavy. And then they were like, come over and suck my dick. Let me send you a picture. And then they sent a picture and it was dot, dot, dot. Because like some of these people would never want me to suck their dick. And so, you know what I mean? So I had to kind of remove that part of the equation.
Right.
That presumably these people would want me to suck their dick. Anyway, did I overthink this? Probably.
Oh, yes. Yes, you did. All right. Let's take a break and come out and talk about dirty, nasty dicks. Not in a good way.
Sucking dicks.
Okay, not bye. Sucking. Welcome back.
You know what I'm worried about?
Uh-oh. Okay. What?
I'm going to hornily say that I'll suck someone bend people because they will be like, how dare you? But anyway, that's what I'm worried about.
I changed the background.
By the way, I moved up to my bed, but I also okay. but I also turned the fireplace on in my bedroom as well. It's quite nice. Well,
I switched to a blizzard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here I'll
just on YouTube, it's just a video of a blizzard?
Yeah, like 12 hours of it.
Is there gonna be like an ad halfway through for like State Farm and we'll have to listen to it?
Not on my end, baby, because I pay for this. Great.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, all right. The fancy so
who's one. Who's the first person's dick you would not suck?
All right. I don't know if you've been on this journey in the last 24 hours or so.
Oh, God damn it. We chose the same person.
Army Hammer.
And it was also my number one. Army Hammer.
Army motherfucking cannibal question mark Hammer.
Oh, my God. Give us a rundown for the gentle listeners who might not have been on the Army Hammer journey.
All right. He's been sliding into somebody's DMs. Multiple women.
A lot of people's DMs. Right. A lot of DMs.
Saying that he wants to, like, chop someone up into pieces and fuck the pieces.
Right.
That he wants to, like, eat someone's heart, like, literally, because, like, once he killed a deer and cut its heart out and ate it while it was still hot and beating.
Right.
What else?
He wants to cut off someone's toe and carry it around with him so he has a little piece of them with him at all times.
Cool. Right. Cool. Great. Wonderful.
And like, and here's what's so great about this.
Okay.
Here's what's so fun and fascinating about this.
Wait.
So a cup, because you know the gays love Army, right? Because he's gorgeous. He was in Call Me by Your Name.
Oh my God.
He was
absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. He's so the gays have long been obsessed. Voice.
Okay.
But there was, so a while ago, there was a little bit of a mini scandal, maybe only in the gay community, that like, it wasn't even a scandal. It was more like but basically like, it was like Army didn't know that people could see the things he was liking on Twitter. But you know, you can go to someone's profile and you can see like what they've liked.
Yeah.
And he was liking a lot of like really weird, kinky BDSM shit. And so everyone was like, oh, okay, Army's into the BDSM. And yeah, so we've known for a while that like he's a little bit weird and he's a little bit creepy, but now these stories have come out where he's literally talking about like cannibalism, and women are saying things like, you know, like if they were hanging out with him and they like cut their finger, he would like want to like suck it.
Oh,
like suck the blood.
Hey, yeah.
On their wounded finger.
I'm not going anywhere near that dick. My mouth is not going anywhere near it.
I mean, here's the thing. I put him on my list, but would I let him cut off my big toe? Probably. Probably. But just kidding. Just totally kidding.
Yeah, it, okay, sure.
But like, it's really been the most delightful journey. And he's had to like, he has some movie coming out with J-Lo, or that he was cast in with J-Lo that he's had to like, drop out of.
Yeah,
and he's doing like all this. Yeah, he's doing all this damage control. And I just think like, it's insane. Like, and again, I am not someone to yuck someone's yum. Like, people can have whatever kinks they want to have. Right. But like, these like kind of cross the line where you think, oh, is he going to murder someone?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not like, because, you know, because I think part of it, too, is like he apparently is really into sort of like ravaging fantasies, you know, where like or like rape fantasies, you know, which is like a thing.
Yes,
like people
rape,
are into
rape
that,
fantasy.
You know.
Yes, that's one of the things.
And so like that's one of the things that you kind of go like, oh, OK, that's a little weird. But like, but, you know, if everyone's consenting and like the woman's consenting to this sort of like fantasy role play, like, OK, that's fine. But it's like with him, it's like. It's just crossing the line enough that you go, wait a minute, does he have a body in his freezer?
Right.
Oh, it's delightful.
Yeah. Is there a missing woman who's missing because he killed her and ate her pieces and then fucked the pieces and puked the pieces out and rubbed the pieces all over his dick? And Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, too, where it was like there was... there was like one woman that kind of came out and then like another woman kind of had the courage to come out. And then, and now it's just become this like deluge of people who have screenshots of DMs from him and,
yes,
you know, and instant messages, whatever, he is saying like weird, weird, creepy things.
Yeah. It has become a deluge. And
a deluge.
I know I'm going to sound like one of my aunts from Louisiana when I say this, but I always thought he was a little creepy just from watching his stuff. Yes, I always thought there was something a little bit off. Yes, I did. Oh, I knew it.
I never did.
Yes.
I thought that I wanted him to treat me poorly
and
maybe cut off one of my toes.
I mean, I was still holding space for that before this. Even though I thought he was mildly creepy, I definitely, oh God. Oh my God. Call me by your name. You fucking kidding me?
Oh, God. Anyway. That fucking movie. Anyway.
Well, there's number one.
So that's, we would not suck. So the consensus is neither one of us would suck Armie Hammer's dick, though I would be very tempted. Very tempted.
Well, even if you were free.
And also, like, well, but that's, I was just going to say, also, I don't love myself very much. So maybe if I thought he was gonna kill me, I'd be like, okay, cool, whatever. I won't have to pay off my Chase credit card, that's fine.
Right. Exactly. Okay. I mean, that's, leave it to you to find the silver lining in the deepest, darkest, most frightening part of ourselves.
Right. Okay.
You so make it make sense.
My number one person whose dick I wouldn't suck, I have to rethink it because Armie was my number one.
Right.
But I'm gonna go with Matthew Morrison.
Is that the guy from Glee?
Yes, it's Mr. Shu from Glee.
Okay, tell us about
that. And here's why it's complicated. Here's why it's complicated. He is empirically hot. Like, he is, by definition, hot. Like, he has a nice body. He's handsome. Yeah. He's got curly hair. Like,
yeah. Boy next door kind of a look. Yeah.
Yeah. But he plays Mr. Shu, who is the most detestable character on television.
Why detestable?
Because he was the worst. He was also like kind of weirdly creepy. Like, he would like have like kissing scenes with his students, you know, because he was like the teacher and the other people played as students. And he also sometimes he likes to rap or do like hip hop and do like hip hop dancing.
Oh, yeah.
But he's
that's
the
so
whitest
bad.
Of whites. Yeah.
So
if, are you on TikTok at all?
Yes.
Okay, because I mean, maybe it's just my TikTok, but Gen Z hates Mr. Shu, hates him, wants to charge him at The Hague for war crimes.
I did not realize that. Okay.
Oh yeah, you could, if you go into like a Matthew Morrison hole on TikTok, you will see so many videos about how much people hate him.
Oh my God.
So I put him on my list because when Glee first started, I remember, I mean, God, you, when you're a closeted person, like, there are images, like, seared in my brain. Yeah. But there was a scene, I think it was in the first episode, the pilot of Glee, where he was in bed with his wife and it was a shot overhead and he had his shirt off and like the blanket was pulled down so you could see his whole chest. Yes. And it like seared in my brain because I was so attracted to it.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And then he was in like Details or like GQ or something. And I had that issue and he was like so hot, but I didn't jerk off to it. Cause you know, I never jerked off. But
cause you were married
now. Yeah. Yeah. And also terrified of my own sexuality. And unlike now where I'm thrilled with it, but, anyway, now I would not suck his dick. So, cause he's Mr. Shu and it would just be weird. Would you?
I would.
Okay, great.
I don't have any weirdness about him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so probably just once, and then I'd be like, "Thanks for this opportunity," and you know,
he's just like a cute curly-haired guy with abs.
Right. He'd do in a pinch, kind of a thing.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Great. Okay. Right. So great. So far, you would suck Matthew Morrison's dick. I have not sucked anyone's dick yet.
So we're.
What's your number two?
One for oh. Okay, my number two, and this was really hard for me, but as I am a woman of principle,
yeah,
I had to make the hard choice. Oh, hard choice. And again, it's even hard for me to say it, but it makes sense. It's obvious. Johnny Depp.
Oh
yeah,
yeah. Oh God,
I know.
Oh God,
it's a hard one. It's hard. I keep saying hard.
Yeah,
it's a difficult decision. It's difficult. To make.
Yeah.
Can you? Imagine
I don't even want to answer that one.
I'm sorry, I'm doing this to you, but I tried to imagine myself tonight. Say at a small intimate party in Beverly Hills.
Right.
Which could totally happen.
Yeah, you have to, like, again, to be in the scenario where this option comes up.
Right. And he's there.
Right.
And he's got his chains hanging off of his belt loop. And, you know, he's got probably a do-rag. And
right. He probably doesn't smell very good. But kind probably of in a hot way.
But not horrible, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like
you're kind of like, what's that smell? And then you're like, oh, what's that smell? That's kind of how I imagine it. Right. Anyway.
Right. And so what happens is he's really quiet and chill and he's kind of having this really intense conversation with this one person in one corner of the room. And then that conversation kind of comes to a lull and he starts to hear the conversation that I'm already having with someone. And I say something fucking hilarious, as I do. Right,
as you do. You draw people in. You're a shining star with a gravity all your own. Bringing people into your orbit.
And I hear somewhere in between a chuckle and a belly laugh. So right in between.
Yeah.
And I look over and, like, in my head, I'm like, who was that laughing? Well, it was Johnny Depp.
Oh,
and so
Johnny.
He starts to talk to me. Yeah.
Right.
And so he starts to talk to me through the night. And he says things like, you are so intriguing. I find you so intriguing because I'm funny and yet statuesque and beautiful.
Right.
It's a rare combination.
Right.
What?
You're not like a usual Hollywood starlet with fake hits and like not a lot to talk about. Yeah.
He is absolutely fascinated with me. And then he says, do you want me to get you another drink? And I say, sure. But I follow him so we can continue the conversation. He gets my drink and then I follow him. Well, he leads us into a room and there's no one else in the room.
Right.
And he puts his hand on my neck, which is really nice. I have a nice neck. And
you do have a nice neck.
And then he says... And I'm turned on, mind you.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a human being.
Right.
And
is there not blood flowing through these veins, Johnny?
And he grabs my hand with his other hand, his free hand, and puts it on his crotch and goes, do you want to suck my dick?
Okay. Because he's very forward. He's not going to be like subtle about it.
He wakes up every morning and he's Johnny Depp. So
right.
And so I go, you know, in another world, maybe in another lifetime. But I think you're kind of garbage.
Women. You're kind of a piece of shit. Yeah.
And so I am not going to give you the gift of my warm, wet, supple mouth.
Right.
Around your cock.
Here's what I would suspect. I mean, this is my guess. I would guess he has a fine but not exceptional dick. That's kind of where I'm at.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I don't think it's like disappointing.
It's just fine.
I don't think it's disappointing, but I don't think you're like, holy fuck, you know?
Absolutely not.
Interesting. Absolutely okay. Not. Okay.
So would you?
I would also not suck his dick. Which I cannot believe I'm 3 for 3 here. It's because A, he's never been like super high on my list of like celebrities I find attractive. I think he's handsome, but like
my God.
He's not like turning my crank. Like if
there was
like,
a time that I just wanted him to put his foot on my neck.
Like if we're going with sort of like long-haired weirdos that played pirates in the pirate movies, I'm going with Orlando Bloom. You know, like that's more,
which is fair.
My
that's
speed,
fair.
Yeah. Who also, P.S. Have you seen, has an absolute hog between his legs. An absolute hog. I don't know if you've seen the paparazzi photos, but it is like, it's like the arm of a toddler. Okay. Anyway. So the fact that I'm not like super into Johnny Depp, coupled with the fact that he's a piece of shit, I'm like, I'm out. It's fine. I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. That was easy. Okay. All right. Should we keep going?
Yeah. So my number two, dicks I'll never suck, is my own dick. Because
wow. That's some real self-hatred right there.
No. Listen. Okay. Listen. Okay. Here's what I want to say about it. So, and I wrote this one down before we made the rule where we were going to like have the other person also answer. So
yeah.
Probably should have removed it. But here's what I'll say. I have been trying to be a little bit more physically active in the new year. And one thing that I do enjoy doing is yoga. So I've been doing a little bit more yoga and kind of stretching. And here's the thing. Yoga is not made for fat people. Yoga is not a welcoming sport to fat people. Because they're always like, just rest here in child's pose. And if you know child's pose, it's kind of where you're like, you're kind of kneeling like low on the ground and then you just kind of lay across your legs and then your face is kind of towards the ground and your hands are out in front of you. It's kind of like praying or something. And in yoga, it's one of the resting poses, you know, because it doesn't require a lot of muscle strength. But if you're fat, then like your everything is all pressed against your legs and you can't really breathe. And it's not comfortable for fat people. So I would not be able to suck my own dick. I just think I'm a little too girthy. I'm a little too, you know, I'm not quite flexible enough. So anyway.
And you wouldn't if you could like,
oh God, if I could, I 100% would. But I don't think that that's my body type. So anyway, you don't have to answer if you would suck my dick. It's fine.
I mean, you know the answer.
Right. We all know the answer. So
yeah. Okay, cool.
Should we take a little break and then we'll come back?
If you want.
By the way, the other day, I don't know if you saw this, but the other day someone messaged us on Instagram. I wish I could remember who it was, but I don't recall the name. But they said, why do you take breaks in your podcast?
I know.
And I laughed so hard because I was like, I don't know. Like, I did not have a good answer for that.
No fucking idea.
We don't have sponsors, so there are not commercials.
Right.
Like, we literally could just talk for one full hour.
Yeah.
But we don't.
And not have a little interlude.
I just said, like, it's time for us to, like, collect our thoughts, refill our drinks. I don't know.
Right.
I really don't know.
Rub one out, go to
the
bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's take a break that we don't know why we take.
Let's take an unnecessary break.
Let's do it.
Bye. Hello.
Hello. Why are there crickets in the background?
Well, I changed the music.
So what are you watching now?
This one is called, this is the Pulitzer Prize winning Night ambient sounds, cricket swamp sounds at night, sleep and relaxation meditation sounds.
That's so the there's not time. Even a there's not even a video with this one. It's just sounds.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. It's like a cheaply computer animated, like bayou with a log cabin that's in really good condition.
What do you search for on YouTube to bring all these up?
Just whatever sounds, cricket sounds, blizzard sounds, forest sounds, fireplace sounds.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty boring.
I don't. I'm a real audio type gal. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're
really aural, as they say. Aural.
Aural. I'm real aural.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
I need people to tell me that they think I'm hot. I need to hear that more often.
I mean, I think you're very hot, but I'm a gay man.
Right. No, I don't need to hear it from you. Okay. Okay. So. That moment is gone.
Yeah, you've had a gay man pretend he thinks you're hot for a long time. And you don't need any more of that.
God, wow. Also, 3 days ago would have been our 24th wedding anniversary.
Like, that is so fucking long.
Like, is...
I remember when my parents had their 25th at wedding.
Yeah.
Insanity.
I feel sorry for anyone who's been married that long. I'm sorry. I just do. I think it's self-betrayal. Anyway. So
who's the third person's dick who you would not suck?
All right. So this is a person that not everyone is going to know right off the bat. You will.
Okay.
Our theater friends who listen will.
Okay.
The actor Danny Houston.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. So he is of the Houston family, like related to Angelica Houston. And then.
Oh, okay.
The Angelica Houston's dad. Anyway, I forget that part, but. He was in Wolverine as like the bad military guy that wanted to like utilize Wolverine as like an experiment or whatever.
What's his first name?
Danny Houston, Houston.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to pull him up on my phone.
He was in.
I still don't really recognize him.
He was the Axeman in American Horror Story, the Coven.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
You know who it is now?
I'm there. Okay.
Yeah. Why
did you not suck his dick?
He has always been so off-putting to me.
Okay.
Everything about him, every time I see him in a movie, I'm like, well, this movie's ruined.
You just don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it. I don't want it. I don't like it. I hate it every time.
Right.
He was in this movie with Nicole Kidman when her career was just like fire. And she was like doing 5 movies a year.
Right.
And she was kind of, who was she fucking? She was fucking.
Tom Cruise?
Well, it was after Tom Cruise. It was right after Tom Cruise. And she was just like. All over the place. What was the movie?
The movie called Birth?
Yes! Yes!
I don't remember this movie at all.
Okay, because it was really self-indulgent and didn't do as well as a lot of her other shit. But he played her husband in that. And it was loveless and he was a dick. And that may have been one of the first things I saw him in, which really like tainted the whole thing. Another person that I kind of feel that way about is, who's the actor who played Bob Fosse?
Oh, I can't remember, but I'm, yeah.
It's the first thing I saw him in was Green Mile. Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell, yeah.
I never saw him anything until Green Mile. And
and you would also not suck his dick.
No, because it's just completely tainted for me. I keep using words.
That are sexual.
That I don't mean to, but he murders the two little girls. Do you remember that part?
In what?
He's the bad guy. In Green Mile.
Oh, I did not watch Green Mile. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Why? Why do you mean? Are you kidding me?
Isn't Green Mile the one with like Sandra Bullock and she's like a white savior?
Oh, no. What is that? That is called the... Oh, my God.
This is a great segment where we try to remember the name of things.
It's called The Blind Side.
Why do I think it was called Green Mile?
I didn't touch that movie with a 10-foot pole.
Right, that's what I thought you were talking about. I also did not watch The Green Mile, so...
Fuck that white bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway... anyway, so Danny Houston, every time I see him, I'm just like, I don't want to fucking see that movie now. I can't fucking stand looking at his fucking face.
So I would not, suck Danny Houston's dick. I literally did not know who he was, but he's not that attractive. I would 100% suck Sam Rockwell's dick.
Oh, well. Okay.
100%.
Yeah.
He's very sexy. Very sexy. All right.
I really loved him in Jojo Rabbit. He was really good in that. Remember how was he in that?
I haven't seen it. I know. Let's not even talk about it.
Oh.
I know.
Okay. All right. What's your number three?
My number three is... And I chose this person because if you describe the looks of this person to me, I would be like, yes. Yes, I would suck his dick. But then once I actually realize who it is, I'm like, I'm still considering it. But no, ultimately, I'm going with no. This person is Dieter Uchtdorf.
Oh, my God. the quote unquote Mormon silver fox.
Yes, because he's very handsome. He's very handsome. He's got the gray hair. He's European. So we know that dick's uncut. You know, so on paper, like he's very fit for an older gentleman, you know, like he's like in good shape, you know, he's not
sure.
So like on paper, yes, I'm like, okay, older gentleman, silver fox, uncut dick, I'm in. But then you're like, he believes in the subjugation of gay people. I'm like, oh, maybe not. So
yeah,
I would say no to Dieter's dick.
He is not getting your mouth. He can't say out of one side of his mouth that it's not okay to live an authentic life as an LGBTQ person, and then in the other side of his mouth have
face fucking me. Yeah, like right. A hand on either side of my head, just face fucking me. Not okay. It's not okay, Dieter.
Jesus Christ, that's all I can think about now. Okay.
He's absolutely a face fucker. I mean, if you think about it for 5 seconds.
Oh,
he's absolutely a face fucker. Yeah.
He probably puts on a Nazi uniform,
oh,
too.
Oh, God. Oh, no. No, 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 no. We're not going there. But.
Oh, okay. I mean. All right.
Would you suck? White supremacy and all that. I think if we ever make merch that our friend Sarah is going to help us make, we should have a t-shirt that says, I would not suck Dieter's dick.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Would you suck Dieter's dick?
Hell no.
Okay.
Oh, fuck no. Ain't no Mormon dick going in his mouth, okay?
But what about, what if you didn't know he was a Mormon? Like, if you just saw him and you didn't know who he was, a businessman traveling through town and you matched on Tinder.
Because his smile isn't right. His smile is, it's off. Right, it's right. Not right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so no
one's
sucking
Dieter's dick. Like, don't
smile
like that. You're not going to get your dick sucked if you smile like that.
Okay, I support it.
Yeah. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Number four.
Okay, number four.
Tom Hanks.
What?
I know.
In a heartbeat.
Here's the thing. Okay. I'm going to take you on a journey.
Take me on a journey.
So, I'm at an intimate party in Beverly Hills. And Tom Hanks is working the room, right?
Yeah, because of course, Tom Hanks.
He's friendly.
Yeah, people love him. Store. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's got great stories.
And he likes to hear other people's stories. It goes both ways. So when I kind of warm up to the crowd, and I always do, I end up taking over the room. Right. It doesn't matter what room I'm in.
Right.
I command the goddamn room.
Right. Even if Tom Hanks is also in that room.
Oh, especially.
Especially.
Yes, Tom Hanks. Yes. And so I'm like every eye's on me.
Uh-huh.
I've had 2.5 drinks. So if Tom Hanks wasn't there, tits would probably have already been coming out.
Sure.
But
sure. But out of respect for Rita Wilson, you're keeping your tits in your shirt.
She's not there.
No, I know, but you're out of respect for her as a woman. You're keeping your tits.
And for my respect for the institution of marriage. Yeah. and so.
Listen, you don't have to respect marriage to respect Rita Wilson is all I'm saying.
And so I get that. That's fair. And so I get to the point in my story, as I always do, where I think it has a button, but it really doesn't. And I have to say, that's the end of the story.
Oh, I've heard you tell stories like
you know, it happens to me a lot. It's weird.
We're 45 minutes into the story and I'm like, so what? Okay, so what? Like, bring us home. Land the plane. There is no, I'm like, the plane can't land.
No, I'm like, didn't I just...
The plane has turned into an eagle and flown away.
And so he thinks he's very endeared by that when I do that. Well, that's the end of the story. Sorry. And he's like, where's your glass of wine? Let me refresh your wine. And I follow him. And then we kind of meander off into this long hallway because it's a big, beautiful house.
Right.
And no one's in the hallway. The lights are off.
Right.
And he starts talking to me very intimately in my ear.
Uh-huh.
And he takes his hand and puts it on my neck. It's really nice. And then with his free hand, he takes my hand and puts it on his crotch. And I go, I'm going to have to stop you right there, Mr. Hanks. Because... And I don't know if I say this to Mr. Hanks, but this is my explanation for you and our listeners. Can you imagine him like making sounds of pleasure? Like, yeah. No, you can't.
I can. I'm kind of into it.
Oh my God. I cannot.
Have you seen Joe versus the Volcano? Like, I'm into it.
Well, did he get his dick sucked in that?
No, but like, he's hot.
No, but like, I know, but like, it's the sounds.
Okay.
I can't picture him like making sounds of being pleasured. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he's very quiet. Maybe Rita likes him to be quiet.
I think I would just be too nervous to find out.
It's just that it's just dark. The lights are off. He's very quiet. All you can hear is the sound of your lips like sliding up and down like that. That's all you can hear.
Right.
He's not making a sound. God, I love that. Yeah. I don't know.
But I mean, I wouldn't know that until I tried it. Right. And I wouldn't want to try it because I don't want to hear Tom Hanks making like.
Right.
Sounds of like I'm rocking his world, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't picture it.
Like, does he start yelling? Is he like, Jenny, Jenny?
Oh, you know? My God.
Maybe that's what he's saying.
Dear Jesus. Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. But you would.
100%. Yeah. I think he's very sexy and I think he's very kind. I think he would be very gentle, you know, like he would like
not a face fucker.
No, he would like not like Dieter. No. He would like go at your own pace. There would be a lot of cuddling, like a lot of like talk of consent and like cuddling. Yeah. I think it would be very, very gentle and lovely.
But like, I get this feeling that maybe when he comes, he cries.
He probably does, but that's fine. I can't. I think I'm kind of into that.
I mean, if we're in love, I could hold space for that.
Oh, but I don't
think I'm in love.
I don't even care.
Okay.
I just want to see the damage. I want to see the damage right then and there.
What?
I don't know.
See the damage.
I don't know.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So my number four. So I will admit, when I wrote this number four, it's when I knew that you would have to answer if you would suck this person's dick. And so mostly I was just curious about that.
Okay.
So my number four is Gonzo the Muppet from The Muppets.
Oh my God.
He's got that big long nose.
Yeah.
So you know he's packing, you know. he's like, fuck you, Orlando Bloom. Like this monster. He's like, he's kind of that nerdy, like kind of funny kind of guy that I'm really into, you know. But also he's a puppet, so I feel like you just get a lot of like fuzz in your mouth.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna say no.
Your teeth.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Do you think he has pubes, or do you think he's like clean shaven? I mean, because I know it's all fuzzy.
Yeah.
But
he doesn't have pubes.
Okay, no pubes.
He just has Muppet skin all around. Just... But
okay.
I would if it was like in a group of people who would watch.
Okay.
As like a performance art thing.
Like you're all like a little bit tipsy, and it's not really like super intimate. It's kind of more just like for fun, like kind of for shock value.
Right, right. And then the guy, the puppeteer, you know, behind him,
yeah,
is saying the most clever things, like, and just everyone's side splitting. It's very funny. Yeah. But what's funny about it, really,
yeah,
is that I'm really like giving it my best.
You're really going for it.
I plan on bringing it home. Yeah. I have a bottle of water next to me so I can stay hydrated.
Okay.
I have, you know, there's a pillow under my knees.
You're lubricating your throat with the water. You're keeping things moist.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Pillow under my knees. Maybe someone's holding my hair because I don't have a ponytail in my purse. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just really everything is just right for me to like really like give an A+ performance.
Are there other Muppets that you would prefer to suck off? this podcast is so great. Because I thought about several that before I landed on Gonzo.
Did you?
Well, like Sam the Eagle, you know he has a small dick because he's a Republican. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I see what you
no,
did.
No, I really didn't mean to do that. That all just sort of came out. Like, I'm kind of into like Mokey from Fraggle Rock. Remember him?
Oh my God.
Like, he's kind of got that sort of hippie, like, kind of, anyway, that kind of hippie vibe. So I'm into that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fozzie Bear.
Yeah, I do love a bear. I do love a bear.
You think he'd be like, whoa, what's happening? What's this all
now
about?
This is getting creepy.
Okay.
So should we take one more break before our fifth one, or should we just plow through?
Let's plow okay. through this.
Because again, as we've established, the breaks have no meaning.
We should take breaks that are completely random, like once every 3 minutes.
Like after you've said like half of a sentence, and then I'm like, we're now taking a break.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Who's the fifth my number five
dick
is
dick you would not suck?
This was almost as difficult as Johnny Depp. But not quite.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
I almost put Tom Cruise on my list.
But then you could, because you would.
I mean, I don't know that I would. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just too intense. It's too intense.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. That is a great word for what I'm about to say. But yeah, like, there's just too much shit there, right? Like, the Scientology shit and... the way he screamed at his film crew recently because they weren't masked. I get the anger. No, I get it. It was just like it was a verbal assault. Right. Yeah,
like I think it's well established on this podcast that I'm into a size differential. Like I'm into like a little guy with a big guy. Like it's kind of a thing for me. But like the yeah. fact that Tom Cruise is like 5'2" or whatever he is, it's not hot. It's kind of a turnoff for whatever reason with him.
I would feel like a giant next to him. And when I feel and that's not a very feminine feeling.
No, no one wants to polish Ken's knob. Nobody.
No. So I just don't know. Like, I mean, and also he's like a powerful guy in multiple ways. Yeah. And so I think that it would be like a very unintimate and uncomfortable power dynamic. He
100% would not make you come in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that's
he's
that's
not a good one. Interested that's a good, in your yes. pleasure for 1 millisecond. It does not even cross his mind that that's a possibility. Not that you giving, because I mean, this is about a blowjob, not about sex. So not that you giving him a blowjob is not necessarily about your own pleasure, but it would never occur to him that you are a sentient being who can feel pleasure. That would never cross his mind.
Now, I will say that, oh God, how old am I? 25 years ago. Oh my God. 25 years ago, when I was watching Interview with a Vampire at the Dollar Movie by the University Mall.
Yeah.
Which isn't a dollar movie anymore. It's I don't even know if it's a thing at all anymore.
I think it's just a crackdown.
I probably really saw that movie 12 times when it was a dollar movie. Me and
except it was Far and Away was the movie that I saw 12 times.
Oh my God, I loved that.
Do you remember
movie?
When he had like gotten hurt and he was naked in the bed, but he had the bowl over his penis and Nicole Kidman peeked under the bowl? Oh, I mean,
yeah,
I had a lot of thoughts about that scene, but I did not masturbate to it.
Because of course not. But Interview with a Vampire, when he's got the blonde hair going on, was like, it was too much for me. It was too much for me and not enough for me. I was this virginal freshman at the BYU. And this was how I was getting my kicks, by going to see an Interview with the Vampire. But now that we know all that we know collectively as a society, it would just be too
much. Yeah, we didn't know he was like a weirdo Scientologist then.
No, we didn't.
I don't even know we knew that he was like 5'2". Like, I mean, maybe people did, but like, there wasn't like somewhere you could go look that up. You'd have to go, like, back then you would have had to go to the library and like check out a book about Tom Cruise if you wanted to know how tall he was.
I know.
So we really had no idea he was 5'2" or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a shame because he's an attractive man, but we would not suck that dick.
I'm really proud of myself
that so far, of all these people, the only person's dick I would consider sucking is Armie Hammer, the murderer cannibal. So I feel really good about my choices.
Wait, I thought you would suck
I would suck Tom Hanks. Okay. I would suck that COVID right out of him. Anyway. So I just want to mention one honorable mention that I didn't share, and that is...
But you didn't.
I know, but I'm
going
to share my honorable mention first, just very briefly, because it was too similar to one of my other ones. But the other honorable mention was Mitt Romney. It's a lot like Dieter because he's kind of hot, but he's also a Muirman. Anyway, my number five is Chris Pratt.
Oh my God. Because he's a Republican.
He's such a fucking gross Christian weirdo Republican. But like, before I knew that about him, I thought he was so hot. Because he's like,
perfect man.
He's like the funny, and he's like got a nice body, but it's not like a perfect body. And he like kind of sometimes is fat. And he's married to Aubrey Plaza. And like, who does not love?
They got married?
I think so. Wait, did I just make that up? Maybe I did.
He was married to...
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was never married to Aubrey Plaza. I completely made that up.
Yeah,
That was the Sailor Jerry rum talking. Anyway, He was so attractive. And then we found out that he's like a weirdo Republican, and that he like goes to this church that like believes in conversion therapy, and like, and basically he's a big old piece of shit. And then he kind of got called out for being a piece of shit. And then he got all upset about it. And then all these people that were like in the Avengers with him were like, Chris Pratt is wonderful. And we were all just like, fuck you all. Like, Chris Pratt is not being canceled. Like, he's a millionaire. Like, he's going to be just fine. So you don't need to come to his defend his honor because he goes to a church that, you know, wants to like shock gay people until they love Jesus. So anyway, but he was so hot and it was so sad when I had to let that one go, but I would not. Would you?
Good for you. Would I suck his dick? Oof. We're for sure. About 100%. Then no, I couldn't do
you
it.
Can't suck no. But you are sucking a Republican's dick. I mean, yes. Presumably. I don't know specific details, but
okay, I am like, right now.
As we record. As we speak. I mean, that would not surprise me. I'm like, what's that sound in the background? And you're like, oh, I'm just giving a blowy to the Republican.
And you're like, Twain, we're recording.
You're like,
and
I know, like, it's fine. Yeah? It's fine. okay. But you would draw the line at Chris Pratt. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't do Christian and Republican. I can't do like actively. Yeah. I go to church, go to a non-denominational charismatic Christian church every Sunday. And I vote Republican.
Right. Oh, you know what's funny? Like, when someone on Twitter in their bio writes Christian, I'm immediately like, you're a piece of shit. Like, I immediately dislike them.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that weird? I mean, I would not think that about any other religion. If someone put, like, proudly Muslim or proudly Jewish or proudly Episcopalian or whatever in their bio, I would not think that. If they say Mormon, even if they said proudly Catholic, I would probably be like, okay, whatever. But if they say Mormon or Christian, I'm like, oh, fuck you.
It's really shut down.
Well, I just think it's weird because, like, I wouldn't do that to a Catholic, but a Christian, if they identify as Christian, then I have a problem with it.
When you throw that on there, on your bio, as this is part of who I am, and you use that word
Christian,
it denotes
Christianity,
Western American Jesus type shit,
and we don't fuck with that.
And that shit is goddamn toxic. That. Yeah. Now I'm not saying Jesus was toxic.
We fuck with Jesus
in and of himself. Was a good boy.
I mean, I did an entire episode where I described the body hair on his anus. So, like, yes, we're fine with that. But, yeah.
But, like, Americanized white Jesus Christianity is not...
It's like the KKK.
Don't even get me started. But, yes, so, no, I wouldn't.
Great. Okay.
What else?
I mean, that's the end of the episode.
Okay, cool.
So, if you...
I can't believe I haven't had COVID yet.
I know, honestly.
I have.
You see 2,300 people a day at your 9 jobs.
I know. But I also, like, one of my best friends from high school had it. And a friend that I assaulted had it. And now they don't. And it's just like, what would that be like to know you have it?
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know why you said that, but anyway. So this has been Hot Drinks.
It's a podcast.
You can follow us on Instagram at Hot Drinks. You can email us at hotdrinksforthebelly@gmail.com. Yes. But what you can really do, is you can go subscribe to our Patreon, which is at patreon.com/hotdrinks.
You get some Demi Toss episodes.
Right. You might get ministering visits. You might get.
Yes.
You might get a tarot reading. I mean, you have a lot. You have a lot of options.
Sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
For as little as $3 a month. I mean, you can do $1 a month, but then we don't give you anything.
It's the price of a shitty cup of coffee.
Yeah, like at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you should do that.
Skip the shitty coffee.
And just support our Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay, thanks everyone.
That's it. We're going to go to bed now. And dream about sucking dicks.
Or not.
Or not. Okay, bye.